Several Democratic lawmakers used the occasion of National Fentanyl Awareness Day on Tuesday to call on their colleagues to move decisively to address what they call a statewide epidemic.
Fentanyl is a drug that is killing people all over our state.
San Francisco Assemblymember Matt Haney and colleagues addressed a news conference at the state capitol. He said fentanyl is wreaking havoc around the state.
It's impacting every city, every county, every region. It doesn't know geographic boundaries. It doesn't know partisan lines. It is a public health epidemic that requires an urgent, coordinated, comprehensive response to save lives.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the synthetic opioid is the leading cause of death in the nation for people 50 and under. That beats heart disease, cancer, and auto accidents, among other causes. Haney said there are several factors that make the drug so deadly.
Fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin, and only 2 tiny milligrams of fentanyl is considered a potentially lethal dose.
That translated to roughly 5,700 deaths in California last year. Orange County Democratic Assemblymember Cotty Petrie Norris said fentanyl isn't just found among the homeless and in struggling communities.
Fentanyl is everywhere and in everything. Increasingly, we are hearing horrible, horrible and tragic stories about people all across our state and kids all across our state who have been poisoned by fentanyl.
There are more than 2 dozen bills in the current legislative session addressing fentanyl, including bills that would make the life-saving overdose treatment drug Narcan available in places like schools, libraries, and gas stations, and bills that would increase access to treatment and others to increase punishments for fentanyl dealers. Some of the bills that go after dealers have split Democratic lawmakers and stalled, with some arguing that they would increase mass incarceration. Los Angeles area Democratic Assemblymember Isaac Bryan called for approaches to the crisis that tackle what he called root causes.
If you want to stop what's happening on our streets, you've got to increase affordable housing. You've got to close the economic gaps that allow so many people to live on the streets, craving any kind of substance, any kind of anything that'll take away the stress of that kind of trauma.
Some lawmakers say social media sites, which are highly influential among teens, haven't acted responsibly when it comes to cracking down on content that promotes drug use and other harmful behaviors. Assemblymember Cotty Petrie Norris has introduced a bill that requires social media companies to keep a record of communication between platform users for at least a week or face a $250,000 fine. She says that would aid law enforcement in tracking people using platforms to push drugs.
We're ensuring that we get our tech companies, our social media companies, to step up and be part of the solution and help make our online environments a safer place for our kids.
Assemblymember Matt Haney will be chairing a hearing of the Select Committee on Fentanyl, Opioid Addiction, and Overdose Prevention on May 24th. It will be a joint hearing with the Public Safety and Health Committee. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.